We live in a world of sharp contrasts, black and white, tall and short, rich and poor, young and old. But the most important of all is this one, good and evil. So what's the difference between those two exactly? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Well, the difference is becoming harder and harder to distinguish as moral absolutes are eroded, as those who subscribe to the notion of right and wrong are not only being ridiculed, but persecuted. As the Apostle Paul observed in Romans chapter 1, verse 32, not only has society so debased itself that people do evil and get away with it, but it's done so to the point where it approves of and encourages those who do these things. Okay, that's 2,000 years ago, but it's even more prevalent today. Those who practice and promote evil are intent on blurring the distinction, mixing black with white to create, 50 shades of grey, to the point where many don't even know what good looks like anymore. So what does good look like exactly? Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. In an age where we're being told that moral absolutes are old hat, when the temptation to stoop to the debased standards that purport to be the norm has never been greater, stop, listen to God, and do good. And what is good? What does the Lord require of you? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. That's His word, fresh for you today. And friend, let me tell you, God honors those who honor Him. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Promises You Can Depend On. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.